Well, the bargain hunting is well underway this Black Friday. Even Black November special offers. What is Monday called? Monday is called Cyber Monday. That's when all the electronics go on sales. I'm already receiving plenty of alerts in my emails. But how do you know whether you've received a real bargain? We're speaking now this morning to Ashton Hudson. He's the creator of an online app. It's called Serval Tracker. It's where you plug it into the Take-A-Lot site, because that's where we get a lot of our electronic deals from. And then you can copy and paste the link, put it into the Serval Tracker website, and you can actually see whether or not you're having a deal on your hands or not. Because, of course, prices fluctuate. They may be artificially boosted just before a sale, and then they drop 10% off, and then to your eyes, it looks, wow, it's a sale. Ashton Hudson, thanks so much for joining us. What's your thought? What was your thought process? It's been around for at least a year. So I thought I heard of it last year already. But what was your thought process in creating this plugin to particularly scour the internet to see whether the offer that has been advertised to you is, in fact, a Black Friday sale or not?
Thanks for having me, Lester. Okay, I think there's multiple questions there, but first one is I kind of built the tool just out of the frustration of not being able to tell whether a deal was a deal. And I'm sure lots of people have that frustration. You know, like you go and take a lot, and you're almost certain that last week it was cheaper, but this week it says it's on special, so maybe you just panic buy it. And so ultimately, I felt like the only real, I felt like the only real kind of defense against manipulation, against like sellers manipulating me, was to have a price history, because then there's something concrete to make a better decision, especially around purchasing things.
How do you do it? You copy and paste the link of whatever product you're looking at from the Take-A-Lot site, and then you copy and paste it, and you simply put it into the search bar of servaltracker.com, and it gives you a price history over what period are we looking at? The last 12 months?
Yeah, so I track things for about a year. I've been running it for about a year now, and I don't have any limitations on how long I'm going to store things for. Ultimately, what I've done is I've reverse engineered some of the Take-A-Lot APIs or some of their the way that their system works in a way, and I try and very conservatively collect information about each product. So something that I've really, really taken pains into doing is to not aggressively use Take-A-Lot websites, just because it's also not fair on their side. Like if I'm coming along and I'm just like really upping their server load, that's not really fair. So I try to do it very politely, so to speak.
You're doing this against the best interest of Take-A-Lot. Have you ever had any communications from them saying you're not allowed to show people how much, you know, this particular product that we say is on sale now, what it was actually, you know, a month or so ago or 2 months or so ago? Have you received any input from Take-A-Lot with this site?
So instead of working in the shadows, I've been very vocal about things. I've tweeted at Take-A-Lot a number of times. I haven't really received any feedback from them. But again, like I've included my Twitter handle in every kind of server request that I send to them. I include my information so that if I'm doing something wrong, they're welcome to contact me. I've tried to be as polite as possible.
Well, you're providing a public service, and all you ask, in fact, is for a cup of coffee. You have a link here to ask that if people like your service, you click on the link and they can buy you a cup of coffee. That's all you're asking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, buy Ashton a cup of coffee when you use servaltracker.com. That's servaltracker.com. You can then compare prices and determine whether it in fact is on sale or maybe just some sort of marketing gimmick. 021-446-0567.